We're gonna keep working. We've made a decision here. We're gonna keep working until 5:25. At that point, the public session will end, and anything that hasn't been finished will carry over till next time. Then we have our closed administrative session after that, but the public session ends at 5:25. So, gang, whoa, yeah, I don't know, let me reach the bell. Thank you. Okay, where are we? Paper number eight?
Number eight.
Okay, variable payments for asset purchases.
Okay, thank you. So we're going to variable payments for asset purchases. At its meeting in November, the committee concluded that the issue was too broad for it to address, and consequently decided not to add an issue to the agenda.
I'm sorry, could you turn on the microphone?
I'm sorry, my fault. There you go.
Okay. So talking about variable payments for asset purchases, at its meeting in November, the committee concluded the issue was too broad for it to address within the confines of existing IFRSs. In response to the tentative agenda decision, we received 6 comment letters. We summarized those in paragraph 9 to 16 of the agenda paper. A large number of respondents agree with the committee's assessment that the issue is too broad for it to address, and consequently, we think that the committee should finalize the agenda decision. One respondent has suggested including the tentative decisions reached by the committee on subsequent accounting for variable payments, as well as the initial accounting for variable payments that do not depend on the purchase of future activity. We do not think the tentative decisions should be included in the agenda decision. We've outlined our reasons in paragraph 24 and 25 of the agenda paper. Because the work has identified that this issue is widespread, diversity in practice does exist, we think it is useful to inform the board of the discussions of the committee, noting the comments that have been raised to the tentative decision, and let the board decide on how they want to take this forward. And we have 3 questions for you, which are set out in page 7. So do you agree with our recommendation to finalize the agenda decision?
Comments? John?
I don't agree with the recommendation to finalize the agenda decision. I think it's unclear. I think in paragraph 3 of the paper, we actually state that the Interpretations Committee tentatively agreed that the purchaser must recognize a financial liability at the date it purchases the asset for variable payments that do not depend upon the future activity. And yet we don't state that in the agenda decision. It's left ambiguous as to whether those variable payments, whether the committee reached an agreement on how to account for those types of variable payments. So I don't agree with finalizing the agenda decision in its current form.
Okay. Bob and Tony?
I was okay with the recommendation of the staff to finalize and the recommendation to inform the board. I was kind of curious, though, on the staff's thoughts on, in finalizing this agenda decision, the wording in this compared to the wording in the one that we had last meeting, in which we talked about variable payments in a service concession, because there is some difference in the wording. And the one in the service concession talks about a performance obligation related to the future activity of the obligor, and this one doesn't. And so I thought those two issues were kind of similar. If we have some differences in wording, might somebody read in that there's some difference here that we really didn't intend to exist?
Going back to my recollection of the IFRIC 12 tentative agenda decision on payments by an operator, we did say that the committee thought that where the payments were variable and the intangible asset model was used, this linked back to this issue. And I don't think we said more than that. We said it linked back to this issue, and the committee felt they could not address that issue because it could not address this broader issue.
I have it, and I can go back to the way it says, could not reach a consensus on whether variable payments dependent on a purchaser's future activity should be recognized as a liability.
In the IFRIC 12 decision, yes, but that was what was relevant to that piece of the, that was what was relevant to the IFRIC 12 analysis. None of the rest of the discussions on variable payments are relevant to the IFRIC 12 analysis, so. We could read with the word.
If I understand your caution, I think, Bob, you're saying it would be good if we're intending to mean the same thing. Let's just try and make sure we line up the wording of the respective agenda decisions. Yeah. I think we can look at that.
Tony?
I guess my...
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I was just saying, I think that what Bob's concern was, or caution was, is that to the extent that we're talking about the same thing in this agenda decision compared to what we also discussed as part of the IFRIC 12 variable consideration agenda decision that was discussed last time and is yet to come back to finalise. I think Bob was just saying it would be good to use the same words where we intend to talk about the same thing.
I guess my views are probably the same as they were at the last meeting. I think this is a significant area. I think it's a pity that we couldn't come to a conclusion. So I don't support finalising the agenda decision. I particularly agree with what John said, that we seem to have come to a conclusion on something and we're not saying it in connection with variable payments that don't depend on the performance of the entity. And so I don't support it in its current form.
Carl?
Hi. I'm in the opposite side. I don't think that there was consensus in both situations, not only this one. If was the case to address it under the agenda decision, I think the discussion should be reopened before. However, I'm not in favor to reopen the discussion, and I agree with your recommendation to finalize, and I agree with the wording of the agenda decision, and to refer to the board.
Bruce?
Thanks. I don't like it when we get to an answer that says we agree that there's massive diversity, we agree there's a problem, there's nothing we can do. So my view is I agree with the agenda decision that's written because I think it reflects where we are, and nothing in any of the comment letters or anything I've read says to me we should reopen this. I think we've come to a decision as a committee, and I think that the agenda decision reflects that. I think where we say it's useful to inform the board, I mean, I think we should step that up a bit. I mean, we're aware of a serious issue in diversity. I don't think it's a refer. I think we should directly refer to the board and explain very clearly that we've done the outreach, there is diversity, and this is something that I think should be addressed. If they want to bounce it back to us for an amendment or whatever, that's fine, but it needs to be addressed.
The staff will do that.
Yeah.
In a public meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. And just so you know, I mean, obviously, subject to you all agreeing today in this, we are certainly wanting to make it as strong as you feel it's appropriate, and it would fit very naturally now into then the board's consideration, you know, agenda consultation and considerations, and it would be one that we would certainly highlight as somewhere where there's been recognised, you know, diversity and it's widespread, etc.
I think the key there is that you all need to be sure there's an audit trail. And you have my assurance, and Petrina's, and Henry's, and everybody else's, that we will do that. Andrew?
I agree with the recommendation. We are where we are in terms of the IFRIC process and can only stress in the strongest possible terms arguments for taking this onto the board's agenda, but of course it needs to compete for space on that agenda along with all the other candidates.
Young Su?
I also just want to say I agree with the agenda decision and also agree to the thing that we have to refer this issue to the board for the strong wording. Thank you.
Reinhardt?
I'm also in the camp of supporting finalizing the agenda decision. I did, however, have some concern with some of the wording because despite the changes, I find that it's still a bit unclear as to which variable payments are being referred to the board for consideration. Is it all variable payments? Is it those that depend on the future performance? I believe it's the latter, the former, all variable payments.
My understanding.
But as I say, it's just the way it's worded in the second paragraph, and then in the third paragraph, it seems to talk at one point about variable payments, and then payments that depend on the future's purchases activity. I just thought there might be a better way of formulating the agenda decision to make it very clear that all variable payments are being referred.
You got some words for us?
Not at this point, but.
Will you volunteer to help us find some?
Sure.
Okay. Martin?
Well, this paper gives a very bad contribution to Michael's statistics with regard to the response time. because it's on the interpretation agenda for more than 6 years so far. I know it because I know who contributed to the interpretation committee. We came up with a solution saying, hey, let's wait for leasing. Specifically also some board members raised some concerns, and also the committee has a split view. So therefore, I agree with the agenda decision. However, somewhere in the decision I would add that we identified severe diversity in practice to urge the board to do something. We really discussed it several times, and we know that in practice there are differences, and the accounting might depend on, say, industry practice or whatever. The challenge is to come to a conclusion which fits for everyone.
Short of lighting a firecracker middle of the boardroom, I'm not sure, but we will. Tom?
As a securities regulator, I fully support what was said before by Michael on the diversity in practice that should be highlighted to make the board aware.
Okay, I think that's a fair point. In the agenda decision, we should acknowledge that we see the diversity in practice, and we're not going to do anything right now. All right, subject to adding those words. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, thank you, Bonnie. Sandy, anything to add?
No, I'm okay with finalizing the agenda decision. I do agree, though, with some of the comments that were made with respect to which variable payments are we talking about. And there's a paragraph in here that refers to the leasing standard and sort of connotes to me, at least when I read it, we're talking about a similarity with the leasing standard. So that was a bit confusing to me, given that we weren't concluding. So anyway, I mean, I agree with finalizing it, but I would adjust some of the words.
Okay, we would welcome any of those words as you have. Same comment I made to Reinhardt. Long?
Yeah, I also concur with the recommendation approach. I think we have been trying to get a solution for it for many years, but fair. And the best way at this moment, I think, is to finalize it.
Okay. Subject to some wording changes that you all will see when you get Outlook, and our collective assurance that we will communicate with the board in the strongest possible terms. Show of hands on those who support the agenda decision.
My hand's up.
I was going to guess. Sandy, your hand is up. I figured that. Fei Long, I assume your hand is up. Okay. Well, two. 12 plus 2 equals 14.
Oh, I thought it was 10.
12.
Yeah.
Okay.